What is your full name?
My name's Tracy Gore.
Where were you born?
I was born in Liverpool, Toctuth, and I was born in the Lodge Lane area, but actually I was born in hospital, so I was born in Smithdown Road Hospital.
How would you define your heritage?
Mixed, in as much as on my mother's side, my mother is of mixed origin. Her father was African, Nigerian, and her mother was English from Liverpool. And on my father's side, he's from Trinidad.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1961.
Can you tell us a little bit about your parents' heritage, work and background, please?
Yeah, on my mother's side, so my mother, in terms of her heritage, I think I just said, her father was Nigerian, her mother was from Liverpool. She was born in Liverpool, in the Toxteth area, grew up around Gibson Street, Hadley Street, and in 1943, I think, moved to Lodge Lane. My mum worked in various factories and was the first person in our family to go to university. So throughout her younger years, she worked in different factories, and then she got made redundant from a factory in Bibby's, it was called. She was in her late 40s, and she actually went back to return and learn. She left school without any qualifications. She went back to her return and learn, learned her basic English and maths, went to an access course, and then went on to do a degree and qualified as a social worker and started working as a social worker. She was in her 50s when she started working there. She's now retired and she's 76. And my father was born in Trinidad and came over to England in the 50s, at the same time as a lot of West Indian people came over here, met my mother and they had me. His trade was, he was actually worked in putting together papers, newspapers. So he worked with typewriting and typesetting. So all of the newsprint, he would actually put them all into place, ready for the printing off and running. And he worked for lots of different paper industries. He worked for Liverpool Daily Post and Liverpool Echo. And my grandfather, I think I really do need to mention him in terms of his Nigerian. He came to this country through a seaman. He's very big influence in my life, really, my grandfather. And he was a seaman, ended up staying here. And when he gave up going away to sea, he worked for a number of organisations, but his last organisation was Camel Aids, and he did plumbing work in the shipbuilding industry until he retired.
Can you tell us when you first knew that you were black and what happened, please? Give as much detail as possible.
I think my first awareness of being black was probably as a young child. And when we grew up, I'm one of seven children, and we grew up in the Lodge Lane area. My grandfather had bought this house, the house in Lodge Lane, in the 1940s. And we grew up as I guess what they call now an extended family. So we all lived with my granddad, my mum, my parents, and my siblings. And my first experience of realising that I was black was when I went to the doctors with my grandfather. And our doctors was then based in the Park Road area. And I was made aware, really, that we had to be careful when we went to Park Road, and we had to be careful who we spoke to, and that you didn't hang around there, really. So basically, you got the bus, you got off the bus, you went to the doctors. And in fact, the doctor was actually in Mill Street. And you walked down through Park Road, into Mill Street, you got to the doctors and you were back out and back on the bus, and you didn't hang around that area, and you were very aware because of the racism and potential for actually being attacked. So I was young when I used to accompany my grandfather to the doctors, and I would say in terms of age, probably around about 9, 10, 11 years old when I started becoming aware of my colour.
Thank you, Tracy. How did you feel, Tracy?
I guess it was strange when you kind of look back at it, when you kind of think that I'm going to the doctors with my grandfather and accompanying him. As I said, he was African, could speak really good English actually, but some people had a problem with understanding him, so I used to kind of go just to clarify his speech. Not that I could speak African, so obviously he spoke English. How I felt with it was strange, in as much as it seemed odd that a very young child would be going with an adult, very much aware of her colour and being on the lookout and aware of, or trying to recognise and be aware of potential dangers. And I just think that's strange at that age, when you kind of look back at that's just all wrong.
Can you share one or two racist experiences, please, Tracy?
Yeah, there's a number of racist experiences, but I guess the one that sticks out really was I was about age 11, and as a child and growing up, I always looked much younger than my years. So although I was probably 11, I've probably looked about 9. I'm only a very small person anyway, and as a child I was, you know, very small, long plaits, being sent to the shop onto Lodge Lane, which is probably 5 minutes away. I lived on Fern Grove. And coming out of the shop and walking past a police officer, and the police officer called me a black bitch. And that's the first experience of directly insulting me because of my colour. That was the first one that I had. And then I think that was very overt in terms of racism. The other racist element that I encountered, I remember going to the fair with my siblings. I've got older brothers and sisters. And myself, my youngest sister, who's 5 years younger than me, and two of my older brothers, we went to the fair. It was in Wavertree Park. And I remember, one minute we were all having fun on the different fair rides, and then the other where we were just all running, and my brother saying, take your sister and make sure that you get home, we've got to go. And there was this battle that just ensued between what was known then as skinheads and black people. And so literally black people just started running for their lives because we were getting chased and attacked. And I'm saying people, we were all young kids. Certainly I was young. My sister must have only been about 6 or 7, and so that put me at being 10 and 11 years of age. And we had to run, and that meant that I had to get home from Wavertree back up to Lodge Lane on our own. And the fear then of what was happening to my brothers, were they going to be all right? What was happening to them? So we had to get ourselves home and kind of explain the story and what had gone on. And we were all kind of terrified, really. Me and my sister were really terrified. When we were walking home as well, or trying to get home, it was that kind of, who's going to be chasing us? Are we getting chased as well? And then wondering about what's happened to my brothers. Are they okay? Are their lives all right? Have they been hurt? Quite scary and frightening.
Thanks, Jay. How did you feel about this racist experience, Tracy, please?
Looking back, it was an awful thing to experience. Although I think I've got to say is that they just didn't stop there. So racist experiences have continued throughout my life. I'm now nearly 53 years of age, and I've still experienced racist incidences. And I remember when, through my working life, I've been very fortunate to have worked since I was 17 and I've had a career in housing. I was an assistant manager at age 24, and I remember applying for a manager's job at age 26, and I got the job, which was absolutely fantastic. And when I got that job at age 26, there was a particular member of staff who I'd worked with and been a colleague in a different team, but who'd actually refused to work with me. And actually asked to be moved out of the team. And that was literally because I was a black person. And when I got that job,